even after 2,000 years, vestiges of paganism still permeate Christianity and Western culture. Now, the word pagan derives from the Latin pagani, meaning country dweller, that is, rural people whose religious conservatism caused them to cling to old beliefs and practices even once Christianity was well established in the cities and among the aristocracy. Rural people and those living close to the earth in olden times and in modern times have always paid close attention to the annual cycle of the seasons. Ceremonies and celebrations were held on the equinoxes and solstices, and also the halfway points between those cardinal moments, February 1st, March 1st, July 1st, and the 1st of November, a few days from today. Through the first half of the Christian era, paganism was overt and more or less acceptable. Christianity and paganism existed side by side in uneasy proximity long enough for Christians to take over as many pagan deities, holy customs and places and holidays as they could get their hands on. Now, noting that the people wouldn't accept Christianity unless it could be considered an extension of their paganism, Pope Gregory the Great, he served from 590 to 604, and for whom Gregorian chants are so named. Anyway, in about 598 or 99, he directed that all pagan feasts be Christianized. Indeed, it could be said that paganism and Christianity coexist today, as many aspects of Christian worship, sacraments, and theology come from the pagan heritage. Halloween and its Mexican counterpart, Dia de los Muertos, is a perfect example. The pagan idea used to be that crucial joints between the seasons, and also right in the middle of each season, opened cracks in the fabric of space-time, allowing contact between the ghost world and the mortal one. So, following Gregory's dictum, paganism's mid-autumn celebration was renamed All Saints' Day. The ancient beliefs and practices were overlaid with a veneer of Christianity, but the bottom line, that at this time of year, cracks in our normal waking sense of space-time enabled communication between the living and the dead, has remained for hundreds, indeed 1,500 years. This morning, we here at East Shore Unitarian Church celebrate this ancient pagan Christian tradition in the manner that has evolved over the last 400 or four and a half, actually, centuries in Mexico. As we live in on the West Coast, and as more and more Hispanic people become part of the Americans' fabric, this makes good sense. For people of all faiths and in every tradition, the process of grieving begins with shock or denial and then releases a rush of feelings that can include depression, confusion, panic, or even guilt or anger. Most cultures recognize the need to vent these feelings in a ritualized setting. We don't need protection from these feelings as much as we need a safe space and a safe context in which to face them, and a supportive community with whom we can express them. This is what the Day of the Dead is all about, facing our grief and sharing it openly, that by having the courage to grieve, we grow also in our capacity to love anew. In this spirit, I invite each of you again to recall in your memory a loved one who's died. Perhaps you brought a picture of this person, or if not, picture them in your memory and bring forth those names. And now, if you wish, you can come and tell us about it.